Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, A Legacy of Faith.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift and a promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom we believed, and who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, thus shall your descendants be. The word of the Lord. And at the end of the gospel today, Luke's gospel, we hear, the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. We have received so many legacies. Earth and all its splendid creatures comprise a legacy of incalculable value. Our efforts to protect Earth and all creatures ensure that legacy for generations to come after us. Each of us has in our DNA the bequests of at least two families. Then, in our upbringing and ongoing life, those gifts are developed to a greater or lesser extent. In the order, we are the beneficiaries of even more legacies from the saints who have preceded us and from those who helped in our formation and from the men and women with whom we live, minister, and pray. As Americans, we have a great legacy of freedom and justice for all. That legacy calls us to work for those great bequests among all people, indeed of Earth herself. But perhaps the most precious legacy we have received is that of the faith. We name Abraham as our father in faith, a gift guaranteed to all his descendants who live in faith. But what does that look like, living in faith? For Abraham, it was hoping against hope. After all, he was well into old age when he received that legacy and had been promised a son. So hoping against hope became the context of his life, of his faith. Hoping against hope. We who have inherited Abraham's legacy of faith might well ask, well, what does hoping against hope look like in our lives? Closing our eyes tight and say, oh, I hope, I hope. Well, some years ago, our brother Albert Nolan spoke to a group of Dominicans in River Forest, Illinois. He connected our lives of faith with living in hope. And someone said, well, how do we practice hope? What does that living look like? Albert replied, "We know how to practice our faith and how to practice love. But practicing hope means doing the work of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Gospel work. Wherever we see gospel work being done, regardless of who is doing it, we see the practice of hope." So there it is, a basis for an examination of our legacy of hope against hope, of living in faith. As preachers, we speak our faith and we live it so others can see and hear and be strengthened in their faith. Moment to moment, we may not know what is coming our way. We may not know which word someone needs to hear or see in us. But the Holy Spirit will give us what is needed at the precise moment that it is needed. So worrying about whether I'm saying or doing the preaching that is needed is useless. Oh, such legacies we've received. And being faithful to our legacies is a choice we can make moment to moment. We have great responsibility to protect them, nurture them, and pass them on to the next generations. The rest is up to God.